Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta pat your
say, the words of the song say, encourage yourself. Hallelujah, in the Lord. Too many times we looking for other people. Hallelujah, to encourage us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the words of the song say, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you got to give yourself some encouragement. Hallelujah. Sometimes, praise God, you got to give yourself, hallelujah, a pat on the back. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror, hallelujah, and tell yourself, I can do this one more day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One more time I can make this happen. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Hallelujah. When nobody else will encourage you, glory to God, encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Well, watch this. The words say not, hallelujah, encourage yourself in what the world is telling you, or encourage yourself in what the government is telling you, or even encourage yourself, hallelujah, in what the church is telling you. It said encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God on today for everybody that's called in and tuned in. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, amen, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is our seventh-day service, which features the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, hallelujah, amen, out of Los Angeles, California, hallelujah, which is featuring the holy apostle himself, Apostle Ellen A. Curry. He will be coming forth in a few minutes and bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord on this Sabbath day. But right now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for one more day to do your will, one more day to serve you, Lord, one more day, hallelujah, to fulfill our purpose, Lord. And we thank you on this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to praise you on this morning. We want to magnify you on this morning. We want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we lift you up. There's none like you and none beside you, God. Hallelujah, and we love you on today. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on today. And once again, Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift your name up. You're worthy to be praised on this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for the revelation that you're about to give us on this morning. Lord, our hearts are open. Our ears are receptive, and we are ready to receive your word on today. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God on this morning. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you that have called in, that's tuned in. Praise God. If you're watching us on one of our social media platforms, you can call that number that's in the background. Amen. And join us live online. Hallelujah. You can give your testimony, your prayer request. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or you can just listen to the word. Hallelujah. Live on your phones. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can also go to Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Find the anointed truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Or just look up Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. And you can tune into our podcast live right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or you can call in. Praise God. You can listen in. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request and you don't want to call in, feel free to put your prayer request in the comment box on the screen. Now, if you're watching us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, praise God, this is a pre-recorded program. We encourage you to tune in with us every Saturday, live on TikTok, live on the phone line, live on Blog Talk Radio, praise God, hallelujah. And look for us on other platforms, praise God, coming soon, hallelujah, amen. We'll be on Spotify, Apple Music, praise God. So be looking, hallelujah, for us on those platforms as well. But like I said, you can tune in with us live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Midwest time, 12 o'clock noon right here Central Standard Time, hallelujah, and 1 o'clock over there on the East Coast, Out of the Mouth of God Ministry, every Sabbath day. You can call that number in the background. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to go ahead and get started with our opening scripture. Hallelujah. And we're going to come, praise God, hallelujah, from Mark this morning. I was going to come out of some, but the Lord just will come out of
the
Mark.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to come out of the book of Mark, amen, chapter 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Mark chapter 11. No, this is the wrong Bible. Praise God. Give me 1 second. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, we encourage you to call in. Amen. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to the book of Mark, the 11th, and we're going to be reading at verse 22 through 26. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26, and it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them." And ye shall have them. "And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look real quick at verse 25 and 26. It says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive." Praise God. And I'm going to say that again. "And when ye stand praying, forgive." Praise God, hallelujah. "If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may also forgive your trespasses." Praise God. This is an important passage of scripture in this context, praise God. Because I say that because the other day somebody was on live and they in the comments saying, "Tell me how I can make money. Tell me how I can get rich. Hallelujah. Tell me how I can be financially secure." Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus talks about that. Hallelujah. In the preceding verses. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he also talks about this. He included this. Forgive. So that your heavenly Father who is in heaven will forgive you. Otherwise, you won't be forgiven for your sins. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, it's more important. Your salvation is more important than your material satisfaction. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can get out everything you want. It's available to you to have. Praise God. He put everything in our proximity for us to go get it, for us to receive it, for us to claim it, for us to get the car, the house, the husband, the wife, the kids, all that. Hallelujah, the career, the ministry, the job. Hallelujah, the position. Hallelujah, the respect, the prosperity. All that's there for us to get. Hallelujah, praise God. But while you're getting that, he said, amen, don't forget to forgive people. Hallelujah. Don't forget you done messed up along the way. Don't forget you done sinned. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget some people out there mad at you for some stuff that you done done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Has record of you committing trespasses. And he'll forgive those, but you got to be able to forgive also. The one scripture said it like this. What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? So we can go all these self-help seminars. Praise God, hallelujah, we can get ourselves on the right track mentally, and we can get ourselves on the right track socially and financially, glory to God, hallelujah, but if you still got some hate in your heart, if you still hold unforgiveness towards somebody, if you still, praise God, hallelujah, amen, trying to hold something against someone for something they did to you, just know that with all your money, with all your material happiness, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that is some unforgiveness in your heart, it's some unforgiveness in heaven. He said, say that again. He said, if there's some unforgiveness in your heart, praise God, there is some unforgiveness in heaven. Hallelujah, praise God. We think we can do what we want, and God will just forgive us. Hallelujah, and to a certain extent, that may be true. Don't get no ideas, glory to God. But he's saying, amen, even if I do forgive you, hallelujah, if you still forgive unforgiveness towards somebody else, you still mad at that girl that took your boyfriend in high school, praise God, hallelujah, you still mad at your ex for something they did during y'all relationship, and he done moved on, you done moved on, praise God, you still mad at your parents for something they did when you were a child. You still mad at Uncle Lester for what he did that night long time ago that you don't even tell nobody about. Glory to God. You still hold all this unforgiveness at your school teacher from the eighth grade. Hallelujah. Praise God, that girl that dumped you and broke your heart. All this unforgiveness is still in your heart. Hallelujah. So, yeah, you out there living your best life. You on Instagram, and everything you got on Instagram is real. Your Instagram is real. Hallelujah, that's your real car, that's your real house, that's your real money, hallelujah, but you real sad in the inside, because somewhere deep in your psyche, you still hold unforgiveness towards somebody from your past, and God says if you're holding unforgiveness in your heart, it's unforgiveness in heaven, you will not be forgiven. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be messed up for you to get all the way up there? Hallelujah. And the only reason you ain't make it in is because you still mad at me. Hallelujah. You still mad at somebody, that childhood bully, hallelujah, that beat you up and threw you in the locker or the trash can. You still mad and still have not forgiven them. If you seen them today, if they was on fire, you wouldn't spit on them to put them out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that hatred, that unforgiveness, despite all the outward material happiness, praise God, hallelujah, it's still condemnation in your heart. Hallelujah, praise God. It's still a one-way ticket to hell. The sin you committed, praise God, ain't what's going to get you kicked out of heaven. It's the fact that you don't forgive my sin. Glory to God. It's the fact, amen, that you hold unforgiveness towards me. Praise God. And as long as you hold unforgiveness towards your sister, towards your brother, towards whoever did you wrong, hallelujah, amen, no matter how much you work the principles of God, no matter how much you speak to the mountain and make the mountains move, no matter how much you believe, praise God, all these things that God, hallelujah, has said in his word that he has promised you, no matter how much you achieve in life, you'll end up like the rich man. Hallelujah, praise God, you will be rich on this earth, but you will be tormented in heaven because of your unforgiveness that's in your heart. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. So as we get ready to move forward on today, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you can work the principles, Hallelujah. You can speak to the mountain and make it move. Hallelujah. You can manifest things in your life, praise God, by the power that God has put inside of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But all that stuff won't do a lick of good if you die, hallelujah, with unforgiveness in your heart. You got to let it go. Praise God. If you want to see heaven, praise God. Somebody, I don't know if it is what I'm hoping is what. If you want to see it, you're going to have to forgive somebody. You're going to have to let all that unforgiveness out of your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you want to see heaven, if you want to be saved, hallelujah. Yes. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. So as we get ready to move forward on today, hallelujah, no matter how much you can speak to the mountain, no matter how much you believe, hallelujah, that you can, name it and claim it, hallelujah, no matter how much you speak it into existence, all that won't mean a thing if you still have unforgiveness in your heart. Because if it's unforgiveness in your heart, it's unforgiveness, hallelujah, in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, our opening scripture today, praise God, came from Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26, focusing in on verses 25 and 26. And like as always, we encourage you to go back, read the word for yourself, study to show thyself approved unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You can receive a revelation, hallelujah, from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. See what he tells you. If you don't read the word, you can't receive the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Amen. He said, meditate on his word day and night, and everything you put your hand to will prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. You need to start meditating on this word, and maybe then things will start turning around in your life. We thank God today for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you're watching us on our social media platform, you can call in on that number right there on your screen in the background, 848-220-3100, access code 299-299. You can call in live. Hallelujah. We will be opening up the line shortly after the bird. Amen. For comments, prayer requests, testimonies. Amen. And if you have a prayer request, if you have a testimony, amen, we encourage you to call in and put that on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now we have come to the time, hallelujah, amen, where we receive the word of the Lord, where we break bread. Hallelujah. You done had a little appetizers. Praise God. You done sipped your little drink. Now it's time, amen, to receive the main course on today. Praise God. And the stuff. Preparing, hallelujah, the main course, amen, about to dish up and serve the word of God today, hallelujah, is the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, glory to God, which is based on the West Coast, Los Angeles, California, hallelujah. They are in the building on today. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than our very own, my brother in Christ, glory to God, hallelujah, none other, hallelujah, than the leader of the Comedic Jewish Fellowship, hallelujah, our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on and put those hands together and give God praise everywhere, wherever you are right now is your sanctuary. Come on and give God praise. Come on and bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Wherever you are, amen, that is your holy place unto God. Hallelujah. So come on and give him glory and honor on this morning. Hallelujah. For it is he, glory to God, that has made us. Now we ourselves, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we got a right to praise him because it is he that has made us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that we're not self-made, that we are God-made. Amen. He made us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he created us from the dust, hallelujah, of the ground. He created us, glory to God, and he breathed in us and cause us to become what? A living soul. Come on and give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We bless the Lord on today. We glorify him. Glory to God. We thank him on today. Amen. We're thankful to him for life, health, and strength. Amen.
Yeah.
And David said, I will look unto the hill for which cometh my help, for all my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. We thank God on this morning for our help. Amen. How many of you are thankful for your help this morning? Amen. Amen indeed. Giving honor to my queen and first lady this morning. Amen. To the love of my life. Amen. And to our kids this morning. Amen. We give God praise and glory for them. Amen. Amen. And we're thankful to God this morning. Amen. I want to thank God, amen, for the man of God this morning, to my brother. Amen. The Prince of Preachers.
Bless him up.
Elder Andre Primo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thankful to God for him this morning and to his queen and wife as well. Amen. First Lady Prevost. Amen. We give honor and praise to you too as well on this morning. Amen. To all of my fellowship this morning. Amen. I want to embrace you and give honor and praise unto you. Those of you who are listening. Amen. We thank God. Amen. On this morning. How many know that we are in warfare right now? We are in warfare right now. And if you don't have a warfare mentality, if your spirit is not in warfare, you're not going to make it. I'm being blunt this morning. God said, be blunt. Be bold. Let the people know what time it is. Man, I'm not under no kind of restrictions. I can say whatever the Lord tell me to say. Let me say that again so don't nobody miss what I just said. I'm not under restrictions. But I can say whatever the Lord tell me to say to you this morning. I'm not trying to give you no shouting message. I want to give you a message to alert you. Alert, alert, we are under attack. Alert, alert, we are up under attack. But I got some good news for you. We may be under attack, but we're not going to lose the war. Speak, Holy Ghost. We may be under attack, saints, but we're not going to lose the war. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I got some good news. I got some good news even while we're under attack. The good news this morning is this. We may be under attack, but the word of the living God says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wish somebody would get that in your spirit this morning. I may be under attack, but I'm not worried about no attack of the enemy because the word has already disarmed any attack that may be against me this morning. Amen. For the word of God has declared that it's not going to prosper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that word prosper means that it won't go forward? It may be set up, but it can't go forward against me because of the word of the living God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I don't know how familiar you are with Bugs Bunny, but they had a clip, you know, I'm going to tell my age in a minute. They had a clip one time where, you know, all these weapons were set up against Bugs Bunny. And all they did, it was missiles and rockets and all kind of weapons that were set up. And his little this little old short fella, little old dark fella that was from Mars. He was declaring that he was gonna blow Bugs Bunny up if he didn't do what he wanted him to do. Bugs wouldn't do it, so he said, "I'm finna mash this button and everything gonna explode when I mash the button." He mashed the button, but instead of it exploding, it just stopped in midair. Come on here, somebody. It didn't do nothing, and Bugs just sitting there chilling. Well, all these weapons is around him, but the weapons can't go off. What are you trying to say, Apostle? I'm trying to tell you this morning. Amen. God is saying, if you believe me and wrap yourself up in my word, I don't care how many weapons that are formed against you, none of them is going to go off because I got the power to stop anything that is set up against you. I want to tell you that the government has weapons that are set up. Come on here, somebody. But God says, I'm greater than any weapon that may be set up against you. And I'm going to tell you this. If you are of African descent, the weapons are really set up against us. Because they want to kill us all. Oh, please don't misunderstand what I just said. I said they want to kill us all. Because they consider us a threat. But how many know that if God be for us? Oh, there goes some old good news. We may be up under attack, but I come by to tell you this morning that if God be for us, who can be against us? Come on here, somebody. God is saying, don't worry about who is against you. Because it don't matter who's against you. It only matters who's for you. Come on here, somebody. A whole lot of folk is getting ready to be against us in this hour. And when I say us, I'm talking about for those who really go stand for the truth. Let me put this out there, beloved, because I'm on one this morning. Listen. You don't know who's on the Lord's side until the real truth come out. Everybody talking about they on the Lord's side. But you don't know who's on the Lord's side until the real truth come out. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because when the truth come out, you cannot hide whose side you on. Come on here, somebody. So don't get disturbed when you see people start looking crazy and acting crazy when the truth come out. That's supposed to happen. So we can know whose side you on. Because everybody sounds good until the real truth come out. Then you begin to see who's who. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You can't tell nothing in the dark. Are y'all still with me this morning? You can't tell nothing in the dark, but once the light come on, then you can see who's who. This will be the hour under the Bokorabase. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This will be the hour of truth.
Uh-huh.
Well, we gonna see who is who in the light. Come on here, somebody. Notice I didn't say we gonna see who's who in the dark. I said we gonna see who's who in the light. And we gotta be careful because the devil can masquerade as an angel of light. In other words, he can pretend But how many of you know that you can only pretend so long? Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that when you pretend, you can't stay pretend for long? Because pretend ain't real. Come on, everybody. And a lot of us is still pretending, but God said, no, I'm finna shine the light on you so bright that you're not going to be able to pretend no more. How many of you know that it's hard to live a double life? Especially when you're trying to live for the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord ain't going to let us live a double life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. God is saying, no, not on my watch. You're not going to pretend to love me. And then on the side, you loving the devil. And then you want to tiptoe on my side.
Uh-huh.
Just like what the Lord was talking about with Hosea. But Hosea's love for Gomer was so deep that when she was on the auction block, he went and bought her back. That was his chance to wash his hands. He's like, no, I ain't going to have nothing. No, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm through with money. And change too. But how many of you know when God tells you to do something and you love God more than anything, you'll do whatever he tells you to do, even if it's to go back and get something that he tells you to go back and get. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
But in this hour, child of God, I just want you to prepare yourself for war. This will be the time of letting go. This will be the time to gird up your loins. Because the war is truly on. I just want to read three scriptures this morning. Let these three scriptures burn in your spirit. I want these scriptures to ignite you and take you to another level in God this morning. Is that all right?
Amen.
Let's look at these three scriptures right quick while I feel the fire of God getting ready to strike us this morning. Matthew 11. I'm sorry, y'all. Matthew 11. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that the entrance of your word gives light. Father, I ask you this morning, God, to ignite us all over again this morning, Lord. Prepare our minds and hearts for war. Lord, open our minds and hearts to truth. Amen. Lord, don't give us a feel-good message. Give us a message, Lord God, that will cause us to get intense and to fight with the voice of triumph in your mighty and holy name. We bind all wiles and schemes and tactics of the enemy. We put you on notice, devil, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We decree and declare that we have power and victory over you. Father, we thank you, God. We give you praise this morning. And we give your name all the glory and the honor. It is in your holy name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Somebody give God a shout of praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Tell your neighbor this morning, say, neighbor, I'm ready for war.
Neighbor, I'm ready for war.
Hey, I want somebody else to tell the devil, say, devil.
Devil.
I got my war clothes on.
I got my war clothes on.
Hey, glory to God. Somebody give God. Oh, I felt it. Hey, shout out to the devil. Matthew chapter 11, beginning with verse 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, rabba baba ku taraba. Say, wait a minute, y'all. I feel led to go to start at verse 10. I'm sorry. Let's go to verse 10. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 11, beginning with verse 10. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, the word of the living God reads. It says, and this is he at whom, of whom it is written,
yes.
Just behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verse 11, it says, and verily I say unto you, among them that are born of a woman, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the violence taketh by force. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So why did, or why do, should I say, why do the Bible begin with John the Baptist concerning the kingdom of heaven and violence? Oh, child of God, catch this morning. You remember when they took the head off of John the Baptist? Because he prophesied to the king, and the king didn't like what he said concerning the judgment that God was going to bring against him. Y'all remember that in the word? From the moment that they had John the Baptist killed, it was from that moment that the war, that the violence begins. Let me tell you something, beloved. We're not going to possess the land by just talking. You got to know that there's going to be some violence in this thing. And we can't afford to get soft on God's side. Are y'all still with me this morning? God did not save us to be soft. God, I want you to bring that same intensity that you had in the world. That same fight, that same tenacity, I want you to bring that into the kingdom and use it for my glory. Are y'all hearing the apostle of God this morning? God is saying, don't get soft now. You wasn't soft when I saved you. You wasn't no jelly back when I saved you. Don't turn on me now. Have the same fire that I saved you with. Come on here, somebody. We want to get on God's side and get all mushy. Now, God said, don't get mushy. St- stay like you was before I saved you. Before I saved you, because I saw something in you. Come on here, somebody. God said, now I need you to turn up more than you was when you was on the devil's side. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to give God a praise in there. Somebody need to stick a praise in there. If you know God talking to you this morning, stick a praise in there. Let me tell you, it's about to get so intense that if you ain't locked in prayer, if you ain't locked in the word, you're not going to be able to survive. No, I ain't coming with no good word this morning. I'm trying to make you shout. No, it's not about making us shout. It's about us getting no fire for God and saying, Lord, I'm ready to answer the roll call. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. It says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, it's been violence. But the Lord said, if you on my side, you ain't got to worry about the outcome. How many know that God, he did not birth no losers? Come on here, somebody. The Bible said, whatsoever is born of God, overcoming what? The world. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God another praise. That's why I said, neighbor, it's time for us to take it back. It's time to take it back, neighbor. Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why you think everything is becoming more intense concerning the vaccines, beloved? Everything is about to come to the light. Everything is about to come into fruition. God is saying that those of us who did not buy into the lie, come on here, somebody. So, like, what are you saying, Apostle? There has to come a time when you know when to obey God and when something is coming from man himself. Come on here, somebody. And a lot of us did not recognize when God was speaking and when man was speaking. But how many know God is faithful?
Yes, he is.
A lot of us, some of we hearing God, but we got to make sure we hear God at the time that things are happening. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, come with me right quick to child of God to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians Beginning at verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the living God reads. It says, finally, my brethren. Now we're at the finale now. Now we're getting ready to get down to the finale. This is the last thing that we do before we go into war. Come on here, somebody. Before you go into war, make sure you do this. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. In who?
The Lord.
Hallelujah! He said, be strong in the Lord. In other words, put on the Lord's strength. Yeah. Y'all ain't riding with me this morning. I need y'all to ride with me. Listen, put on the Lord's strength. He didn't tell us to put our strength on. He said, put on the Lord. Be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
That's for somebody this morning. Well, I don't feel strong. That's all the reason why you should put on the Lord's strength. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Because he the one that's going to strengthen us for the fight. It's not our strength. So the Lord tell us what to do. He says, be strong in the Lord. And in the what? And in the power of his might. Come on here, somebody. That means that we're supposed to be strong in the power.
Uh-huh.
How many know that power has to do with the resurrection power that he got up in on the third day? Come on here, somebody. Because how many of you know that he still got what? All power. Come on here, somebody. So it was that power that he saved us with. Come on here, somebody. It's that power that the Lord was enabled to strengthen us with. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We have forgot now whose power we supposed to be walking in. And if you notice right now, everybody that's now walking in the Lord's power is what? Is dying. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
People trying to walk in their own power and they falling by the wayside. Come on here, somebody. People trying to do it without God, and now they don't stuck. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They trying to find it in the drugs and the alcohol, everywhere but in God. Come on here, somebody. And in the power of his might. Come on here, somebody. And then verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor, not half the armor, the whole armor. Why? Because the enemy gonna hit you with whatever piece of armor you don't have on. So the armor not gonna do you no good if you don't put all of it on. Because he gonna find the cracks to where you don't have it on, and that's where he gonna come at you at where you're not dressed. Come on and give God a praise.
Amen.
That ye may be able. Is that what your Bible said, beloved? that ye may be able to stand.
Uh-huh.
How many know that you're not going to be able to stand even if you don't have the armor on? We talking about we ready to fight, but we ain't even dressed. Come on here, somebody. You can't fight if you ain't dressed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to first make sure you're dressed to fight. If you ain't dressed to fight, then stay in your place with God until he dress you to fight.
Uh-huh.
But notice, the word said for us to put it on. Didn't say God was going to put it on for us. He said, put this on.
Yes, he did.
How many of you remember David and Goliath?
Uh-huh.
Now, here's something I bet you never thought about, but the Holy Ghost told me to bring it to light right now. He didn't go out and fight Goliath until he was dressed. Come on here, somebody. Until he had his armor on. And remember, he could not wear Saul's armor because Saul's armor was not the answer to the problem. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He said, I can't wear your armor because I haven't tried it. I don't know what it can do, but I know what my slingshot and a rock can do. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Saul was trying to tell him, said, no, you just a boy, David. That giant been killing ever since they trained him. David, you ain't ready to go out there. David said, I killed a lion. Come on here, somebody. He began to give Saul his resume. I killed a lion. He was trying to mess with one of the flock. And I took my slingshot and a rock and messed up a lion. I killed it. I killed a bear. The bear was trying to come in. And the same thing I did to the lion, I did to the bear. But it was because of what I had in my hand that I was able to do what I did. Come on here, somebody. And he said, this giant is going to be the same as the lion and the same as the bear. Guess what? Both of them is what? Dead. And David said that the giant is going to be just like them. What are you trying to say this morning, Apostle? I'm trying to tell you, neighbor, that whatever you have killed before this war has put you in a position to be able to fight right now.
Uh-huh.
Are you in touch with the Lord telling me to tell you this morning? You done killed some things, neighbor, that has qualified you to fight in the Lord's army. I wish somebody would give God a praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Neighbor, what lion did you kill? What bear did you kill that has allowed you to come into the Lord's army to do battle with me? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
You done killed some stuff, neighbor.
Yeah.
Tell somebody right quick, that neighbor, you don't know it, but I done killed some things. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I might not look like it. I may not act like it, neighbor, but I got some notches up under my belt. That's why the Lord saved me. That's why I'm in here to fight, neighbor. Because you don't know what I done killed. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Don't let this fool you, neighbor. Don't let this fool you, neighbor. I done killed something. Somebody need to give God some praise if you done killed something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Whoa.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
And so that's why the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles means the tricks, the schemes that he used. So the first stand, neighbor, is that I may be able to stand against the tricks of the devil. Come on here, somebody. I need to put on the armor so I can stand against the tricks of the devil. Because if I don't put this armor on, he going to fool me. He going to trick me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that he don't fool me and he don't trick me. I got to keep my armor on. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's why so many of us is falling for the schemes and the tricks. Glory to God. Because we ain't dressed. Come on here, somebody. And when you ain't dressed, then the devil can trick you with his mess. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I feel my rapping coming on. Glory to God. If you not dressed, then the devil can trick you with his mess. So I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He can't trick me because I'm dressed for his mess. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm dressed to deal with his mess. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We give God the praise this morning. Let's go to verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. How many know that if you not in the spirit, glory to God, you going to wrestle against flesh and blood? Come on here, somebody. But the Bible says that it's not against flesh and blood that we wrestle. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against what? What are we wrestling against, y'all? Hallelujah.
Spiritual weakness.
Name the first. Hallelujah. But against what? Principalities. Come on here, somebody. How many know the principalities rule over cities? Come on here, somebody. Principalities rule over countries. Come on here, somebody. That's why they call principalities, because they are prince. Come on here, somebody. How many know that there are demons that are princes? Come on here, somebody. They are a prince in the kingdom of hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And everything in the kingdom is subject to rank. Come on here, somebody. That's why you got to be in a certain rank to be able to rebuke certain demons. Glory to God. Because demons only recognize rank. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. Everybody want to rebuke a devil, but you better make sure that you're in the rank to rebuke one. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Amen.
How many know that in the kingdom of God, everything is ranked? Come on here, somebody. That's why when Michael got ready to rebuke the devil, he said, the Lord rebuke thee. He didn't go in his own might. He said, the Lord. Oh, can I get a witness this morning? He said, the Lord rebuke thee.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Uh-huh.
Some of us try to rebuke the devil in our own power. God said, no, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Be strong in me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Somebody give God another praise this morning. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Don't get caught up in the flesh and blood. The people that are in authority in the White House are only a body for the devil to operate through.
Right.
It's not them, but it's the demon that's operating through them. It's the spirit that's operating through them.
Amen.
But how many know that we have power? Somebody said power. Hallelujah. Power. Glory to God. So whatever we speak into the atmosphere, the spirit realm, and operate by the power of the Holy Ghost, then it give us authority to call things that be not as though they were. I hear the Lord say, speak, boy. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, we at war.
Yeah, war.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, don't be our weakest link. Come on here, somebody. How many of you are familiar with the game called the weakest link? Anybody remember that? They would ask questions, and then they would see who was able to answer the question, and whoever wasn't able to answer the question was considered what? The weakest link.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember.
Right now, we don't need no weak link. We need the strongest links right now, glory to God. Those who are prepared in the Holy Ghost to fight. We need the strongest links right now. Come on here, somebody. Tell them about the neighbor, watch who you link up with, glory to God. Why? Because then you got to carry the weakest link. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, we ain't got time to carry nobody. You got to carry yourself. We got to be able to carry each other. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
But against principalities, against powers.
Uh-huh.
So the powers come right up under what? The princes. Come on here, somebody. So the powers represent the authority. Like the police and other authorities that are in what? Power. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. So that's talking about the legislative branch, the politicians. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
So then I got the, so we got the principalities first, which deals with the kings and the presidents of the countries. And then you got the powers that be, that fall under them, which is the police and other authorities. And then you got the politicians, which are the rulers of the darkness of this world. And then last but not least, you got against spiritual wickedness in high places. How many know that the highest place is in the church? Oh, let me leave this alone, Lord. I can't. God said, you can't. So we got spiritual wickedness where? In high places. So that's why we got to pray on a continual basis, Father God, because we got...
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry about that, y'all. Amen. I got my kids. Amen. with me and everything. And, amen. But we got spiritual wickedness in high places. And so our job is to pray. Amen. Because a lot of deception and falsehood is going to come out the church. And I hate to say it, but it's the truth. Because there's no higher place of wickedness than the church.
Uh-oh.
And so that's why we have so demonic, so much demonic warfare leaving out the church. Because you have mind-binding spirits that war against our mind. And then there are religious demons that have been released in the church. So even going to church, now you may be wrestling with your own personal demons, but then you're going to come against some religious spirits. The job is to weigh you down with more abundance. So that's why we got to put on the whole armor of God so that we can be able to stand. Come on here, somebody. And then I want to close it out with 13 and 14. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. So remember, the first stand is to stand against the wiles and the tricks of the devil. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Now, this here stand is to withstand. So I need the armor on in order to withstand. Which means I'm going to have to go through some things. Oh, God help me this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for, but you got to keep the armor on so you can withstand. So you can be able to go through the process. It says, in the evil day. How many of you know that that day is right now?
Amen.
How many of you know that if you didn't have your armor on, you and I, that we wouldn't be able to withstand what's happening right now? That's why so many go back into the world, because they didn't have any armor on, and without the armor on, without the whole armor, you won't be able to withstand. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, said, neighbor, I'm glad I got my whole armor on so I can withstand. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
If you withstand it right now, come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Because we can't, see, you can't withstand the storm. You're not able to withstand. You're not able to stand through. The storms may come, the winds may blow, but in all of that, you're able to what? Withstand. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
As long as I can withstand, I'm going to be all right. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise for being able to withstand. Come on,
thank you, Lord.
Your enemy's already wondering, how is you able to stand through what you're standing through? Well, I got the armor on. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
I'm able to withstand every attack. Glory to God. How many of you know that God is going to bless us for being able to withstand? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
But how many know that when you withstand, that makes you tougher? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Tough times, listen, I'm going to give you this, and I want you to run with it. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tough times don't last, but tough people do. Come on here, somebody. Ooh, I felt somebody. Somebody caught that, glory to God. Somebody caught that. I'm able to withstand. The Bible says in the evil day. And then the Bible says, and having done all to stand, stand. So God's word is saying, after you did all to stand, fight to keep on standing. What do I do, Apostle? Stand. Why? Because our stand is going to outlive the lie. Y'all are catching what the Lord is laying down this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God is saying, I want you to stand because the lie not going to be able to stand against you. I'm clapping because that hit my spirit. Listen, if you stand, whatever lie that's trying to stand against you, it's going to fall before you do.
Amen.
Is anybody catching this morning?
Amen.
Sometimes your best weapon of warfare is just to stand. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Don't try to defend it. Don't try. No, just stand. Let them talk their mess. Let them talk their talk. But your stand is going to be greater than they talk. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody this morning. God is saying, you worry about what they say, and you just stand. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And they're not going to have a leg to stand on in a minute. And you just going to be looking at them like, you know. I know you weren't expecting that you were going to be able to stand against me. Hallelujah. Because how many of you know that God is greater than anything that may try to come against you? Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
So in having done all to stand, stand. When you have done everything you can and you can't do no more, just stand. What did God tell the children of Israel when they was at the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was behind them? And they started crying to Moses. And Moses started talking to the Lord, and the Lord said, why are you crying to me? Go forward. But before he said that, he said, stand still, didn't he say it? And see the salvation of the Lord. That's for somebody this morning. Stand still. I got Pharaoh's army chasing me. That represents your past. Stand still. I got the Red Sea in front of me, Apostle. That's your current situation. But God is saying, I'm finna part that. Don't worry about that. That's not going to be nothing for me to handle. But just stand still and see my salvation. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pay your name and say, no weapon.
No weapon.
Your past ain't a weapon. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
God is about to drown your past. Your Red Sea ain't a weapon. God's about to divide that, and you getting ready to walk on dry land. Hallelujah. A miracle is coming.
Yeah.
But you got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're almost done. Glory to God. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. I mean, you know that the only way you can stand is that you walking in the truth. How many know that the armor not going to hold up if you ain't got the truth in you?
Amen.
Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You can talk about you got the armor, but the armor of the Lord is not going to fit you if you not walking in the truth.
Lord, have mercy.
Somebody give God a shout. We tell him we got the armor on. Amen. But the armor won't fit us. Why? Because we lying somewhere. Glory to God. And when you lying, the armor is not going to fit you. Oh, I might lose some pastor friends on here this morning. But we need to start telling the truth, y'all. Stop lying. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I didn't get all the benefits of the Lord till I stopped lying. Come on here, somebody. When I started telling the truth about everything, then everything started lining up. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I felt better. I started looking better. Why? Because I wasn't lying no more. Come on, Ayabobo. Come on here, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We want the armor to fit us, but I'm going to tell you right now this morning, when you begin to walk in complete truth, then the armor of the Lord will back you up. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the breastplate of righteousness represents the heart. You got to get your heart right. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
We can't walk in the armor of God if our heart is not covered by his righteousness. Why? Because the heart is sensitive. Come on here, somebody. And it's only his righteousness that can cover our heart. Because if then it's all of him and not of us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, make sure your heart is covered, neighbor.
Show your heart covered.
Because all the issues of life flow where? Out of the heart. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to say one more thing. Amen. To your neighbor. And then I want you to give the Lord the biggest shout. Tell somebody, I said, neighbor, I'm dressed to kill.
Neighbor, I am dressed to kill.
Hallelujah. Give God a shout if you know you're dressed to kill. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God on this morning. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
While the Spirit of God is still moving, come on in there and get some of this while the Spirit of God is moving.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you dressed to kill today? Hallelujah.
Hey,
praise.
Glory to
you
God.
You got the whole
yes.
armor of God on. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Lord. The whole armor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. It is war time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we
yes,
thank the Lord. Hallelujah. That's different. Carnal weapons, praise God, we fight. Amen. We fighting a spiritual battle right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if we
yes,
ain't
Lord.
Got on the armor, hallelujah, if we ain't dressed for battle, hallelujah, amen, we gonna lose. Glory to God.
Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
for the man of God on today. Hallelujah, that was dressed for battle. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, and we thank you on this morning. Hallelujah, praise God for the man of God. Lord, we ask, Lord, hallelujah, that you replenish him the virtue he has poured on. Keep filling them up with wisdom,
yes,
knowledge, revelation, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the generational blessing that you have on his life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a peace, hallelujah, in him that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for his tenacity on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the fire that he has that serves you. And we glorify you.
Yes,
we magnify you. We lift you up, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. And we lift the name of God up today. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for him. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Because you ready for war.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't pump that on us now. Glory to God. Don't be like Moses. If you don't know the history of Moses, because all of it ain't in the Bible, but Moses, hallelujah, conquered city. Hallelujah. He led armies before. Hallelujah. He took over land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then when God said, amen, I need to go to Pharaoh, he started talking about, I can't talk properly. I got a speech impediment. No. When you was out there in the world, you was taking stuff over. Hallelujah.
Hey!
You didn't care how you spoke when you was in the world. Now you got excuses. Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on, elder.
And told you today, amen, that the Lord say you need to bring that same energy. Hallelujah. You had when you was in the world.
Woo!
For the things of the unrighteous. Have that energy for the things of the righteous, glory to God. You need to speak up. Hallelujah, when you see something wrong. Hallelujah.
Come on.
You need to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. When God tells you to go tell Pharaoh whatever he told you to tell him, hallelujah, don't be scared because you wasn't scared when you was hanging with him.
Oh, God.
I ain't going to go there, praise God. But they used to hang together. Now you don't want to go tell them what God told you. You don't want to go back to the block. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to tell the block what God told you to tell them. Because you scared what they're going to do to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you need to come with them same minute. You wasn't scared of them when you was in the world. Hallelujah. Wasn't scared to speak up when you was in the world. You was the loudest thing in the room when you was in the world. Hallelujah.
Come on, elder.
And now all God is asking you to do is stand on his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can't stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a spiritual battle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to stand on it today. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the truth on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A lot of people don't want to tell the truth because it's going to mess with their money. Glory to God.
Woo! Come on, man of God.
And they set an example. They set an example to people out there. You see what they do. Hallelujah. Praise God. They warning you. They telling you, look, if you want to stand on the word, hallelujah, we going to take your money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But how do you know that God said, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Where God.
That's the word. That's the word, man of God.
Can take it away. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. I hate to use this example, but I got to use it right quick before we get out of here, before I give it back over to the man. y'all remember Dave Chappelle?
Go ahead, man. I let him use you.
Can I tell you Dave Chappelle's story? They offered him $50 million, but he turned it down. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, you got to turn down money to get the blessing God got for you. What God got for you is more than what they're trying to offer you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise
yes,
God,
Lord. Hallelujah.
You got to have your faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They offered him $50 million. They really owed him $500
million.
praise God, but they were trying to buy him out for $50 million. He said, I ain't going to take none of it. Glory to God. So they lied on him. Hallelujah. Praise God. They said he was crazy. Hallelujah. Don't you know when you stand on what's right, people going to say you crazy. People going to say something wrong with you. They're going to defile your name in the street. They're going to talk about you on social media. They're going to talk about you in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to do everything you can to stand. Hallelujah. And the reward that God got for you for standing is bigger than what they trying to buy you off with.
Hey! Hallelujah!
At some point, they tried to buy Jesus out. At some point, they said, look, it may not be in there, but you know they tried to do it. Hallelujah. That's why they came to him by night, so nobody would know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They tried to buy him out, but the reward that he had, hallelujah, was greater. Hallelujah. We're going to kill you. We're going to defile your character. We're going to put your name in the dirt. Hallelujah. Praise God. But don't you know when I rise up out the dirt, hallelujah, I'm going to have more power than you got now. I'm going to have all the power then because I will stand. I stood on the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you know everybody else get canceled when they say something? Don't you wonder why Dave Chappelle just say whatever he want to say? Yeah, I know y'all saved and y'all don't watch Dave Chappelle. Y'all don't do that. I know y'all don't. Hallelujah, but I do. I'm going to be real with you. And he talk about everything and what he want to say. And he's still saying it. And can't nobody touch him. You know why? Because he turned down what they had to offer him. Hallelujah. And he stood, hallelujah, on his own. Praise God. You don't need them. Hallelujah. As long as you got God on your side, you don't need them. Hallelujah. Yeah, they're going to come with that big number. Praise God. And they might go up on that number. And when you turn it down, they might talk about you. But as long as you got on the whole armor, as long as you stand on the word of the Lord like the man of God told you today, what shall you fear? Hallelujah. Wow. When you was in the world, hallelujah, you defeated the bear. When you was in the world, you defeated, hallelujah, amen, the lion. Praise God. Don't you know I'm more scared of a lion than I am a giant? Praise God. That's a man. Hallelujah. I don't care how big he is. He's still a man. Glory to God, hallelujah. I didn't see that animal. Praise God that eat men. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Don't you know you a warrior? You done defeated demons. Hallelujah, that have possessed people. Hallelujah, you done defeated demons. Hallelujah, that have torn people down. You have defeated, amen, each and everything the devil has sent at you. You need to recognize. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing that word. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You need to put on the whole armor, and you need to stand on his word on today. Hallelujah. The word of the living God. Hallelujah.
Hi-ya.
God got so back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God got so back. Hallelujah. Praise God. As long as God got your back, I don't care who else is against you. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Once again. Praise God. Amen. For those of you, amen, amen, that enjoyed the program today, you can tune in with us every Saturday. Hallelujah, for our Sabbath-day service. Out of the mouth of God ministries, it's always a dynamic word every Sabbath day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can join us here at 10 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Midwest time. Hallelujah. 12 o'clock noon Central Standard Time. Hallelujah. And 1 o'clock on the East Coast. Out of the mouth of God ministries every Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Apostle Curry bring forth a dynamic word. Make sure you tune in. Y'all can call in and be on the line live at that number that's on your screen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you want to, amen, get in touch, amen, with the man of God. If you want to give a donation to his ministry, if you want to find out more about his ministry, if you want some one-on-one prayer, we encourage you to give him a call, amen, praise God, at 562-542-7794. Once again, that's 562-542-7794. Apostle Eldon A. Curry, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. He will, amen, be happy, amen, praise God, to hear from you, amen, praise God. You can call him, shoot him a text, or however you want to give him a communicate with him, praise God, amen. And we have had a wonderful time in the Lord, hallelujah, on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. I hope you dressed to kill. Hallelujah. I hope you're ready for war. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is coming. And he ain't coming to play with you. He coming to kill. He coming to steal. And he coming to destroy. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on,
so you better be ready. Hallelujah. He coming on our level. Praise God, from principalities to spiritual wickedness. He coming every which way he can. Glory to God. So you better be dressed to kill on today. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for the man of God and that dynamic word on today. We're going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and benediction. Hallelujah, on this afternoon. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God.
Oh, thank you, man of God. Amen. We give all praise and glory to you, Elder. Amen. Amen. We pray that you were blessed through the word today. Amen. Those of you who can and who are led by the Holy Spirit, we do encourage you to be a financial blessing to us. Amen. We need your financial support to continue to do what we're doing. Amen. And we thank God and give God praise for all of you. Amen. Right now is the best time to plant because the harvest is getting ready to catch up with the sowing. Amen. Our God is doing some supernatural things right now, especially among us who are obedient and faithful. Amen. We thank God on this morning. Amen. Are there any more comments before I get ready to close it out? If there are no comments, amen. Father, we thank you and we give you praise on this morning. Thank you for what you have revealed to us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For showing us how to be ready for war. We thank you, Lord God, that as we have heard your word and that as we have put on the whole armor of you, O God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we are ready for whatever come our way. We give you praise and glory. We rebuke the devil on every side. And we thank you, God, for your victory. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory on this morning. And we ask you, God, to confirm your word with signs following. We give you the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory on this morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Elder is back in your hand.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We give him the praise. We magnify him because he is worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. We hope you are truly blessed by our word from the Lord on today. Amen. We invite you to tune in with us on Monday night. Apostle Curry will be back on Monday night bringing forth the word from the Lord. Hallelujah. So tune in with us then. Amen. Praise God. And until then, amen. On behalf of everybody on the line, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night, a blessed day. Go with God and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to leave y'all with some Charles Jenkins because this truly means War. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You can't have my, you can't have my, you can't. Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
We're gonna make it.
way.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Every day.
Every day.
Fight on my battle.
Fight on my battle.
You say the day. Go to the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. Don't know where I will be, don't know who I will be, yeah, yeah. Even when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
You're gonna win the fight. the church say? Let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so let the church say, oh, let the whole church say, God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say. What the devil does.
Amen.
No, you've got a word.
Amen.
That has come from above. Faith must be.
Amen.
Must be in what you say.
Amen.
So open your mouth.
Amen.
And say amen today.
Amen.
For God. I heard him when he said it.
Let the church.
Let the church say, let the church say.